Hello, friends and facts.
The Fact Checkers Podcast.
You're either a friend or you're a fact. Hello, friends and folks. Excuse me.
God hates facts. I'm sorry.
Welcome back to the Hunter's Quorum, a Jodo Quorum spinoff show. We're here to talk about those monsters, what you hunt or what hunt you in some instances. You know, Alan.
Yes.
I'm Six Datmar. That's Alan Ibrahim.
Hello. Hello. Rawr.
Over the weekend, we streamed some Monster Hunter Rise, and then I went on to play some by myself for fun, right? For funsies.
Yeah.
And I started doing a bunch of... I wanted to grind the Magnum Aloe.
Yeah.
So I started doing join requests. I would join anyone who was doing the Magnum Aloe quest. And of the five that I joined, one of them didn't wipe.
Oh, no.
These people were just eating shit over and over. Magnum Aloe's a mean boy. We'll get there one day.
You should be able to solo Magnum Aloe at this point in single player. I believe.
I mean, in single player, absolutely. The thing is, though, when you are doing a version of it that is scaled up to be fighting four people, and you don't have four people, it's rough.
It's a bad time.
Or when you have four people, but some of them are idiots or, you know, whatever. Oh. Or just, you know, listen, or just not as skilled at it, right? Like, Monster Hunter is a hard game, mm-hmm. and there are varying levels of skill, and I don't think there's anything wrong with being less skilled at it, but, you know, it can be a bit of a problem in on some occasions.
It's a challenging game, and Six is also referring to the fact that we fought a solo Magnum Aloe, which went a little rough, but then we did a double arena hunt where it was a Magnum Aloe and a Goss Harag, and that was very fun and took us more than one try, is all I will mm-hmm. say. But that, yeah, I love Monster Hunter Rise. It's one of my faves.
It only took two tries, I think.
Yeah, but multiple as in two.
yeah, and the second try, there was a portion of the fight where Jen was running in circles while trying to edit the stream.
Yeah, pro move, honestly, very professional. But check out twitch.tv/scanlinemedia if you want to catch one of those live sometime.
So we are here to talk about the monsters of Monster Hunter, of course. Last time we got through almost all of Generation 1. We got through the first Monster Hunter on PS2. There are two other games in the first generation of Monster Hunter, starting with Monster Hunter G, which has no new monsters.
Suffer like Monster Hunter G did? So.
Get it? Because
yeah, okay, okay, all right. I mean, I don't like that, but you know, it's I acknowledge its quality.
Literally, me every time you make any joke in the Discord or Twitter. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love your jokes.
I mean, you know, sometimes.
Monster Energy is
sometimes I make jokes about Arby's and people don't like
that. That was act of contempt.
Sorry, go ahead.
G is an expansion to the original Monster Hunter. We added weapons, subspecies, and quests. But mm-hmm. it never came over because Monster Hunter wasn't popular yet, but they added a lot of this stuff into Freedom, which was later mm-hmm. released on the PSP in the United States. So we don't have anything to really talk about Monster
Freedom. Yeah, Monster Hunter Freedom, also known as Monster Hunter Portable in Japan. When it's available in the West and in the East, we'll go ahead and use the US name. If it's only available in Japan, obviously we use the Japanese name because we're not going to invent a name.
Indeed.
Although we could also just invent a name. What if it would serve Monster Hunter G was Monster Hunter Jeep, and it was sponsored by Jeep?
Oh! No.
But no. Monster Hunter Freedom has one new monster. I mean, there are variants, right? There are, of course, variants. We're not going to talk... We talk about variants when we talk about the monster. It's kind of like how we talk about... On the Jodo Quorum, we will talk about in Alolan form when we talk about the creature, even if we haven't gotten to the Alola region yet. So, and that's what brings us to the one new monster... In Monster Hunter Freedom, the Yongaruga.
Big friend.
Yeah? Okay.
Colorful.
So, you're using the word friend, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure.
Black wolf bird is, I think, what this thing says it translates to. Black wolf bird.
Yeah.
That's something I would come up with my imaginary friend when I was a kid. The Yongaruga has poison glands in its tail, which is something that we're going to see more frequently later.
Mm-hmm.
It's got big biceps. It's got, this is like a really, I found like a really cool like biological breakdown of this monster for some reason. I didn't know it was that popular, but I guess it's eventually made it over to other games. It's pretty cool.
I mean, that makes sense.
Anatomical, you know, that was the word. But I mean, like, that mouth is big. And it knows how
to use
it.
Yeah, it's got a really big lower jaw.
Things that can unhinge their jaw unsettle the shit out of me, honestly. I don't like things that can just and then let their jaw go buck wild. But it looks like a Monster Hunter monster. And there is even art of it with the, like, dark, like, the swoopy red eye that you see, like, ninjas have in anime sometimes. And I approve of that.
Oh, for a second I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And then I looked, I was like, oh, okay, sure. Yeah.
It's like a toucan dinosaur.
Yeah, I think that's fairly. I mean, like, you know, the Yonkuku, which we talked about last time, great, you know, clumsy bird, dinosaur, dragon thing.
Yeah.
Wyvern, I guess, you know, listen. But I liked the Yonkuku, and I think the Yonkuruga comes across as a very effective, like, bigger, scarier, older brother, you know?
Yeah. It's there to remind you, hey, it's not, there are bigger fish. Like Jaws 2, there's always a bigger fish or something like that.
Yeah. We are the world. We are the future. We are the bigger fish. I don't know where I was going with that. I'm sorry.
Me neither. I tried to work with you on there, but.
I'm looking at the armors.
Buddy,
and
love some of these. Colorful.
They are definitely colorful. The Iceborne armors look pretty damn good.
I think
a lot of the previous ones, like, this is, you know, we've got armors from like Monster Hunter Frontier G or Monster Hunter Online, and they suffer partially just due to technical limitations. There's only so much they can do, right? But by the time of Iceborne, I mean, I'm not going to say that the power of the PlayStation 4 means unlimited potential, but they are able to go a lot more expansive with their imagination, and I think the result is some really dope looking armor.
Absolutely. I mean, I love the, like I said, I love the color choices across the board with all the different variants of the armor for every game. But, like, the world one has this very cool, like, regality to it. And, of course, the female version has to be a little sexy because they just can't resist it. But if you look at the Garuga G armor from Frontier G, it's this, like, uniform. It's like a pink ninja uniform. It looks like when I try to, like, blend colors in a video game to make, like, pink and purple, or I, like, try to make transfy colors and I fuck it up. I'm like, this is close enough. I'll know what it is when I look at this 10 years later and I don't. That's what the Garuga G armor looks like. And then we have Monster.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the one you posted is from.
Me neither. That was at the top of the page. I don't know.
Yeah. They also at the bottom have like an armor gallery, and it has two images and they're not labeled, but I do like the color of these, and it indicates, it sort of makes clear to me something that you can't really tell in the picture of the Garuga G armor, which is it's doing the like Lubu like feathered headdress.
Which I think looks sick. Apparently the thing I sent you, it's again at the top of the equipment page for the Young Garuga. That longsword or whatever is from 4 Ultimate. That's the Yangaruga longsword. I don't know where maybe the armor is not related.
Well, it's going to be, I would imagine it's going to be also from that, right?
That
they're not
going
to mix and match armor from armor and weapons. That would be too hard to do. So.
But kind of alien in a way too.
Yeah. Honestly, I expected to be down on the Yangaruga, but I think I'm pretty here for it. Also notable, it does have a few variants. We've got the Dead Eye Yonkuruga, which is the one you saw with the gleaming eye.
Yeah.
Because its other eye has been scarred. Also its ears have been clipped in that picture. We also have the one ear Yonkuruga, where it just has one ear. I don't really know why. And then we have the scarred Yonkuruga, where its face is kind of fucked up.
I don't even see where the face is in that image.
I'm kind of taking their word for it that the face is fucked up. The image is not of a resolution. I mean, you can kind of see that there are like some like discoloration streaks on like where the cheek would be.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard to see. Yeah, I mean, I think the Yonkuruga is a winner.
Yeah, it's persisted through the series for a long time. which means that somebody likes it. I like it. I like the coloring of the armor a whole lot. And I like a spooky, it's like an evil spooky dragon without being just like a dark dragon, like a, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We have dark dragons later, but yeah.
Yeah, we've had some and we're probably going to have more.
Certainly.
But yeah, that's the first generation of
we
Monster
did it.
Hunters.
In the can.
Creatures. Which brings us then to the Monster Hunter 2, I believe it's called.
At least in Japan, Monster Hunter 2 is a sequel to Monster Hunter, only released in Japan because the series still only had a small cult following. New features include day and night, seasons, new monsters, and new weapons. Monster Hunter Freedom 2 is a game based on its content.
Also, a new village called Jumbo Village.
Oh, well, I wonder what their deal is.
It's very kinky.
You're like, can I get a popcorn, please? And they're like, what size? And you're like, can I get a small,
small or medium? And you're like, they're like, we're just kidding with you.
We got Jumbo and nothing else. Get the fuck out of here. We don't got small. Come on. It's Jumbo Village. I'm Jumbo. No. Armor Granny. There's a character in Jumbo Village named Armory Granny. I like her. And
that
Jumbo
right.
Chief. And one of the old men is called His Immenseness. Okay, I'll stop looking at the wiki page for this. And I will instead... Oh, did they find... Was this when they introduced Palicos? Or were they not in the game previously? In the first game?
I don't
that seems
know.
Impossible.
I mean, they definitely were... I mean, there were already the feline, like... race were in the previous one, but whether they were there as, you know, friends that worked with you, I don't know.
I think they were, according to this 10 Things You Didn't Know About Palico's article I found.
Okay, great.
So, feline might be six separate, I don't know. Meelix, we're not going to talk about. Who else is
No, we're going to talk about some of these new large creatures. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
The monster, we are using... The Monster Hunter fandom wiki, which is a great resource. Thank you very much. However, it does have some issues. I'm going to say that it's not as well organized on the Monster Hunter 2 page as it was on the Monster Hunter 1, where it was easy to just be like, okay, these are the ones that are the big monsters, these are the small monsters. However, I have found a way to do this if you click on a specific monster and then go to the bottom and there's the categories. So our first creature that is... a large creature unique to Monster Hunter 2 is the Blangonga.
Excuse me.
Blangonga. obviously, this is the bigger form of the Blango.
Obviously, you didn't realize that. All right, Kit 6,
what
you got
you
this.
Stupid?
You stupid dummy. Describe the Blangonga for people. What the fuck
okay.
is this?
The Blangongo is a big silver ape.
Yep.
With big, like, it's like a mustache, like a big sort of feathered mustache. It does appear to have bone running through it by the way it's shaped there. It has two big canines that basically almost look like tusks. It has a big purple dome on its head. And then it has sort of like a red, like, almost like face mask situation going on. Clearly that's just like bone and cartilage, but it has a red sitch. It's a lot to look at.
I'm intimidated.
Like all the complexity is packed into that face. The rest of it's just like, you know, like sleek silver ape going on. But
the
then that face is just the face just keeps going. I really want to fight the hardcore Blangonga.
Ew.
Or the Zenith Blangonga or the Flame Blangonga.
Those are
our variants.
There's a lot comedically going on here. First of all, the blue thing you're talking about on its head kind of looks like a pompadour in certain angles.
True.
Especially on the hardcore one. The thing you can call a mustache, the red part, it kind of gives me like an Oni vibe. Or the stereotype of like bone through the nose kind of thing.
I can see that.
But sure. I think they must be going more for the Oni thing.
Worth noting, this is a fanged beast. If you look at our list of creatures from the previous one, every single one of them was either a wyvern or a dragon. Now we finally got a fanged beast on deck.
Yeah, I always appreciate it when Monster Hunter adds like somewhat normal sized creatures that aren't just big dragons. I love a good dragon, but also the Blangonga is I don't know how big it is. I haven't seen it in a game, but...
Well, obviously, it's twice as large as the average Blongo.
Obviously.
With a much more aggressive temperament.
Obviously. Let me watch this entire boss fight of it in Generations Ultimate. Oh, yeah, it's normal. It's just slightly bigger than you. Okay. He throws snow at you. He's all sleek.
Yeah, he can
smooth.
Turn you into a snowman. That's a status ailment he can inflict on you is snowman.
Wait, really?
Uh-huh.
Man, Rise only the only good status ailments Rise has are like sleep, poison, dark blight. There's actually plenty. I don't know why I'm being mean to Rise. It's a good game.
I hate dark blight. Dark blight
dark
sucks.
Dark blight sucks. It's just like you will now roll or you will take an null berry.
Yeah, you will roll or you will explode in a few seconds.
Yeah, simple.
But yeah, we've also got, you know, we also have some, you know, side forms. We've got the copper and we've got the, you know, I already mentioned the flame.
Blanganga.
And the Rajong. We'll talk about the Rajong later, actually. Excuse me, I shouldn't jump the gun. No, actually, I think you'll be more on board with the Rajong. I don't know about the Blanganga.
Well, so there is a great big monkey guy in Rise and in 4. So, like, big monkey monster, or ape-like monster, whatever, you will get different versions of it. This one's just fanged and kind of spooky. Like, it seems like a yeti sort of thing. I appreciate an ice ape. I don't think I don't like need an ice ape in my life, but I don't hate it.
I'm looking at the armor for it too, and there's a lot of cultural appropriation going on here.
Oh,
in ways I'm not sure about. There's a tendency to make the headpiece basically like an African tribal mask in a way that I don't know is cool.
No. And the woman gets a veil.
Yeah.
I mean, Monster Hunter has always been doing that, right?
Yeah.
Picking and choosing from cultures.
I don't know. It's for some reason, the mask feels more pointed than usual to me.
Especially like the Blanganga S armor. Like one of those is just literally a tribal. You just put a tribal mask on a guy. Not very unique.
And even if you know, are like, okay, I've decided not to be offended. It's just like, I don't know that any of it looks very good.
Yeah. The weapon is okay. The swords and stuff, they kind of get furry. They look like Torin from World of Warcraft, which, speaking of cultural appropriation,
I mean, but also, if we want furry weapons, we are going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right. We have creatures in our future who will take care of us.
There's better monkeys coming.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying no to the Blangongo. Blangonga. I keep changing my, you know.
The English title is Snow Lion. Japanese title is Dodoburango. That's cute. He gets the job.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I'll allow that, I guess. You know.
Who's next? Who am I fighting next?
Get ready for the next battle, Alan. Because
the Boldrome? No.
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 Actually, yes. Yes, the Boldrome is next.
Okay. So the Boldrome is a giant boar with bigger tusks. I think they discovered tusk rendering technology in Monster Hunter 2.
They must have. It's the only explanation.
Maybe 2, like, takes place. We need to learn about the games before we talk about them. Well, no, it's in Jumbo Town.
No, we don't. That's not what we do around here.
Oh, did you know they added Longsword, Gunlance, Hunting Horn, and Bow in 2? Those weren't in the first game?
That's good.
Hunting Horn, I'm not surprised by. Longsword, I'm a little surprised by. Gunlance, that's pretty complicated.
Longsword, it feels like they probably added. I mean, Longsword has long had the reputation of being the newbie-friendly one, so I'm sure, along with Sword and Shield, of course. But I imagine that was added in response to being like, hey, how do we get people to, you know, get on board more easily? Because Sword and Shield, obviously, is a great newbie weapon as far as, like, its abilities, but it doesn't convey the glamour of Monster Hunter very well, you know?
Right. And you couldn't actually use items while Sword and Shield was unsheathed until Monster Hunter 2. They added that ability in 2. So that's what made Sword and Shield much more accessible. Who are we talking about again? Oh, the Boldrome! It's the Boldrome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the bigger version of the Bullfango.
Six, I'm going to be so real with you.
Yeah?
Bored. Bored to tears.
You're bored?
By the Boldrome. By the bull, but specifically by the Boldrome.
Look at the angle on those tusks. That's kind of interesting.
It's not just like straight curved. It almost curves all the way around.
Also, check out the armor.
Oh, yeah.
What if Conan the Barbarian?
Wait for it.
What if Lady Naked?
Oh, no. Oh, I like that. Not the Lady Naked. I like the horned armor.
Okay. I'm on it. I mean, you know, listen, I love playing a low level, you know, barbarian in Diablo 3 as much as the next guy, but
yeah, all of these basically look like Diablo barbarian armor in a Western fantasy game.
Mm-hmm.
Horny. Literally horny.
Uh-huh.
Tusky.
Not a lot of variants to this friend because, you know, people didn't bother. Although I do like that the hardcore Boldrome has a mohawk.
Yeah, he's trying things out.
Mm-hmm.
Experimenting. He's trying to see if he's cool. To see his parents like him. They judge him for who he is. He's living his best life. Appears older with extremely large tusks and a mohawk on its forehead. It lifts large chunks of ground to toss at hunters. So do I, dude. That's not even shit.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm sold by our friend here.
Yeah, if there was like some cool variants of the armor or something, I would be into it. But this particular big piggy is not doing it for me. Poor moi.
Yeah. I feel bad that, you know, finally we got Monster Hunter 2, we got Fanged Beasts, and our first two Fanged Beasts we've cut. But, you know, sometimes you just don't land stuff on the first draft. That's just how it goes, right?
Exactly. We're going to get, or like I've been saying, we're going to get better versions of all of these friends. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so now it's time to talk about the Chameleos.
The Chameleos.
Oh, this thing was Elder Dragon.
This thing was just added to Rise, isn't it?
I believe that's true.
Ugh. Oh, look at those wings. Oh, yucky. Stinky.
It does have some strange elements. I think it's not the wings you're thinking of. It's the tail.
Is that the tail?
I believe that's the tail.
Oh. Yeah. This is a really weirdly structured dragon. The googly eyes definitely sell it for me. That's a good look. That's a powerful
googly
look.
Eyes are great. Googly eyes are wonderful. Nice long tongue. Got a good pointed nose. The tail is kind of the thing that it's got like a weird sort of like curly tail. Sometimes it's sort of portrayed more like it's got a sort of a fern frond situation, and sometimes it's portrayed more like it's got like dangling orbs. No, I guess if you zoom in, it is still just curling fronds. It's just they're different colors, so that way. Okay.
So I like it. Does it have variants?
Of course.
Hardcore.
How could it not? Hardcore. That's it.
Pinkish tint. Okay, I like the pinkish tint. Fine. Now give me some equipment. Now sell me, Chameleos. You're going to go to the Kingdom Heaven if you can sell me on your cool weapons and stuff.
Also notable, you know, it's called the Chameleos because it can chameleon. It can turn camouflage.
Oh!
If you break its horn, it loses the ability to do so, but, you know, that's pretty cool.
Look at the Chameleos Light Bowgun and tell me what you're looking at.
From which game?
Freedom Unite. Oh my god, wait, this is so weird. So that's...
Yeah, it just...
It's a genie's lamp. Gun lamp. The gun lance is cologne. This is so weird! The hunting horn is an ocarina?
They're just having fun out here.
And then the dagger is just a curly flame, like not a scimitar, like a curly dagger. That's fine. Yeah, weapons
are
good.
I'm not sure why this is all genie themed, but
yeah.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, the light bow gun being a lamp is persistent through all the games. We've got the...
Now you want to have some fun. Look at this armor.
Okay.
They're just having a good time with this armor.
Which one?
It's kind of goofy. Yeah. Look at any of it.
Oh, armor. Down.
They're just having a good time.
It's very extra. It reminds me of like Bloodborne, kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of like silly Bloodborne.
Yeah,
right?
Bloodborne
it's
kids.
Just like the silly hats and like the puffy pants.
Love puffy pants.
That's good.
I'm obligated to own some fluffy pants in my life. I think I have some, actually. Yeah, that witch's hat. Is this the first witch's hat at Monster Hunter?
I think it might be.
This is great. I think they took the Camellios and they said, well, chameleon armor, you can make it look like whatever you want because it's a chameleon. What if the weapons were various trinkets and toys and the armor was deeply, deeply silly? Sure, I'm into it. Yeah, I really like this. Yeah. Look at the Grand Mizuha armor, which looks more like alt colors for a Ninja Gaiden character or something. Yeah, these are good.
Yeah, okay.
These are good all the way down. There's so many freaking Camellios armors.
Well, I mean, the thing is, there's so many of all of these, it's just a matter of whether or not the wiki has actually documented
them.
That's
true,
which, again, we're not throwing shade. We know it's a lot of work, and, you know, it's unpaid work. You do what you got to do.
True.
It's just sometimes it's more kind to our purposes than others.
Absolutely.
The Cham S armor from online, where you've got, like, the weird, like, curled tail arm.
Ick, yeah.
That's pretty neat.
And that's in your armor. That's not even your weapon. So you could also be holding a weapon with that gross, bumpy arm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you did it. Yeah, you
good
did
work.
It.
Good work. Welcome, Camellios. You made it.
Super good. It's all in the armor. This makes me want to, like, go get ahead and rise and get to the Camellios already. They put everything behind fucking high rank, so I'm not there yet. I'm not bitter.
Before you get there, you got to talk about the Kongalala.
Because for this generation, I don't have the same section of the wiki as you, I keep thinking you're making them up every time. Where is... Are you hardcore like the HC Kongalala?
I don't think I'm hardcore, to be honest.
The Kongalala basically said, reject modernity and return to monkey. Or gorilla, I guess.
This is the most, like, we have seen a couple of monkeys so far, right?
Yep.
But this is the most, like, just, this is a monkey. There's, it does have a mushroom in its tail, which I don't hate, but I also don't understand. Is there a reason for that? Does it explain why that's...
I think it eats it.
Okay, so it's like carrying like an emergency stash.
Yeah, I've seen plenty of Pokemon do that. Not that we've ever talked about Pokemon on the Hunter's Quorum, but you know,
I'm not saying that's invalid. I'm just trying to figure out what the story is.
Well, its main
I'm not
gimmick,
seeing any explanation of that.
Fond of mushrooms, its diet affects its breath, which may be poisonous or flaming.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Depending on the food available in their local habitat, it's either poisonous or flaming. So he eats stuff that makes his breath like that. Also, he farts. That's the other gimmick of the Kongalala.
Oh, sure. He's like the Wario Donkey Kong.
He's actually, yeah, the Wario monster is pretty accurate. In fact, I think there was a yellow Kongalala event or something.
There's a gold one, yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's close enough. I'm going to call that the Wario variant. But that's from, what, from online? Yeah, April Fool's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it made its way into other games. There's the you're thinking of the Kongala Jang is the April Fool's one. The Kongala, the gold Kongala was first in Monster Hunter Online, but eventually made its way to other games. He's the leader of the bunch, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got a ween. I got a ween?
I'm going to make these losers make video games for me. Aha!
What was that Wario game for the GameCube that had like the money him like in the pool of money on the cover?
Wasn't that just Wario World? Was the name of it? I think.
Was that game good? What even was that? It was Wario World. What was that game?
It was just a 3D platformer.
What?
I think the I don't know very many people who played it. I think the people who did said it was all right though. Said it was decently fun.
Yeah, I'm looking at gameplay of it. It kind of has the perspective in parts of like Catherine, sort of. It's mostly, it's mostly just like a janky 3D platformer. Wow, I've never played a Wario game before. Actually, no, I played the Game Boy Color ones.
Yeah, the Wario Land games were
great.
Those
are great, yes. You have, like,
those are fantastic.
Costumes.
Well, see, that would translate nicely if they wanted to make one about Kongalala, because it would be Kongalala Land.
Kongalala Land. Yeah.
just keep those laws going.
Or if they did Kongalala Los Angeles. Kongalala LA.
Sure. Okay. I can vibe with that. You know, get some extremely good tacos.
Can you tell that we don't like this monster very much?
Well, let's look at equipment before we talk about whether or not we would get tacos with Kangalala.
Oh, we got maracas. We got funky maracas.
We do have dual blade maracas. They go from pink to funky to gorgeous.
Me too.
I also like the hunting horn, which is the war bongo, which becomes the war conga, which becomes the conga conga.
Oh,
because the conga. It's a because the base creature, the smaller form, is the conga. So if you make a conga out of a conga, it's a conga conga.
How many times can we say conga before it stops being a word? Too late, it already is.
And if you make a conga out of a conga and give it a conga-la-la, it's a conga 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 la la. Yeah, this is not good.
No. Also, this armor is like boring. It's pink, which I think is fine, but the armor is boring.
Yeah, the design, the colors are good, but the design is not compelling.
Yeah, like all the variants are just just different pink. And furry.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. I thought you had affection for this.
I definitely do, in the sense that when I played Monster Hunter 4, I liked fighting this thing because it's a fun fight, and that's all. Mm. That's definitely worth thinking about. You know, Monster Hunter, you're hunting the monster.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't rate Pokemon on how fun they are to catch necessarily. Sometimes we'll talk about like, oh, the scenario around them is cool or the story around them is interesting, but we're not like. Well, Meganium is really hard to take a picture of in Pokemon Snap, and so Meganium's a keep. I just appreciate Kangalala in Monster Hunter 4 because it's cool to have small monsters. They don't all have to be large Gregs. They can be small Gregs.
Yep, I hear you. I think that's pretty valid. And I think it's a lesson we want to take going forward. But we are going to say no, I'm afraid, to the Kangalala.
Yeah. No more farting.
Now, do you know about the Hermitar?
Not necessarily.
It's a small monster.
Okay.
It's like a crab. It's like a crab lobster thing, right?
Crab lobster.
With a, you know, and it does the hermit crab thing of having the shell on its back, but I do think its claws and stuff look more lobstery to me. I don't know. It's a hybrid design. Anyway, this is all to say that's a small monster. The big version is the Daimyo Hermitar, which is a Carapacian, which is a different type of monster, which is like, you know, it's a crab monster.
Carapace, yeah. Sure.
This thing is actually kind of sick.
I'm trying to get good images of it. Stonefist Hermitar. Okay. Okay, she big. She got big claws. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We got Stonefist, we got Hardcore, we got Zenith, we got Gongen.
The Monster Online designs are so goofy and weird.
Yeah, it's very silly looking. I do like. I mean, its claws are just massive.
It's a desert crab six.
That's cool.
A large Carapacian with a giant monster skull on its back. So that's someone else's head.
Oh yeah, yeah. You see it from the back. You can see the big old horn and like a yeah. It looks has like a. We have rated this the shell like this thing's head. What is this thing? It's one of the ones we've done.
Really.
For sure, it's one of the Monster Hunter 1 designs.
Oh.
You keep going. I'll look into this.
Sure. Yep, so the description from one of the game from Freedom Unite, a large Carapacian with a giant monster skull on its back, found in the sand, it is mainly seen in the desert or jungle zones. Living underground, it surfaces when hungering for a snack. The massive monster skull it wears on its back is destroyed. It will flee in search of a new tusk to call home. So... it's a crab, a giant enemy crab that lives in the sand, and it uses the skull of its enemies for protection. That's pretty dope.
Okay, it's a monoblos. It's a monoblos skull.
Oh, hold on, let me pull one of those up. Monoblos. Oh, sure.
You see, like, the singular horn and then, like, the sort of, like, the expanded, like, flat back skull with the spinies.
Totally. Wow, that's good. Yeah. I'm into that. Now, all they really need to do to sell me on the Daimyo, also Daimyo means, doesn't that mean something cool in Japanese?
Well, it's usually a reference to, like, a medieval lord. I think literally it just means, like, big guy. But, you know, usually the Daimyo is, like, a local feudal lord.
Territorial lords who ruled most of Japan. Okay, yeah. Literally means great name. Nice.
Oh, okay. I thought it was big guy.
Big dude. I'm just a big guy.
Proud of myself. Oh, man. Equipment?
Yeah. Where?
You want to make weapons out of lobster claws? We got you. Look at this shit.
This is the main monster. This is the Old Bay monster. Ew, the longsword. Oh, they're all just crab claws.
It's great. It's so good.
Holy smokies.
And like, listen, if your weapon, if you hit, let's say you're fighting, you know, I don't know, some like a let me just pick one, a Basarios,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, the hide's too hard, and your weapon keeps bouncing off, right?
Yeah.
And then it breaks.
Yeah.
And there's crab meat inside.
Just crab meat. Get a little butter. Get a bib. You're good to go. Treat. You got dinner.
I want to see like the sharpening animation of like the shing shing, but it's just holding a stick of butter. Just whoop, whoop, whoop.
It's a different sound effect, whoop. But just for that one.
And then holding it up to the light and going, yosh.
Yosh. Then swallow. Go. Yeah. The full body armor looks like oh, God. The one from MHO. The Hermitor armor for gunners.
Oh, man.
You're an absolute unit. You look like Baloney Man or something, or Lobster Man.
This is great.
Yeah.
I like this. I like pretty much all of these armors. Some of them are a little on the plain side.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this sort of like red with white accents coloration. I love the hard shell look. I think I'm a yes across the board to this guy.
I do too. Look at the Apukaru armor.
Yeah, I think that's one we've covered before, yeah. Because it's like it uses parts of a bunch of different monsters. But
I saw that earlier. My favorite weapon is, well, actually they're all really fun, but what was it? Where did I see it? I think it was one of the dual blades. Is just your two hands become crab claws, and that's fantastic for cosplay purposes.
I really like the Generations Ultimate sword and shield. Because it has a rare appearance of the shield is like red, like crab, but the sword is like blue crab. And I think that's really neat.
Oh, neat. Yeah. I just think it's neat.
A lot of really great stuff. Also, the long sword is just a scythe, which is funny.
You guys didn't have to go this hard for your crab monster. You just didn't have to.
But you know what? The reason the fact that you did is the reason we're all here, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the reason this is worth quoruming, is because you really just go for it sometimes, and we love you for it.
Exactly. That's a hard keep from the Daimyo Hermitor.
Mm-hmm. Next up are a bunch of monsters we've already covered.
Oh, no.
So that means we're skipping straight to the Kushala Daura.
What do you think about dragons, pal?
Oh, here's the thing. Enlarge it. Look at the texture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's kind of... It looks like not a Richter scale. Like those maps of earthquakes.
Like a topographical map, yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
It looks really... Yeah, like the texture on like the sort of like metal skin is really interesting looking. Also, if you look at some of the close-up shots of it, like from, you know, from mostly from 4U is where these are taken from, you can see it has like the shininess of metal on its scales, and it has a very striking, like traditional dragon face, but well rendered.
And that's not just texture, it is a metal dragon. Or at least.
Nice.
Kushala Daura. Sorry, I don't know why I'm pronouncing it like that. Daura is a dragon with metallic skin. Its large wings connect at the base of its tail, making them larger in proportion to its seem larger. Two backward curving horns on either side of its head. It has visible wind steaming around its body and a slightly reddish nose, possibly a sign of rust. Cool.
That's cool.
Oh my god, look at it in 4U. Yeah. Oh, it's so dope. It's literally a metal dragon.
It's two titles. It has two. Steel Dragon, or much cooler, Shadow Upon the Tempest.
Oh yeah.
Cuz it can control wind.
That's
pretty sick.
That's my wrestling name. Yeah, you know how the very first one of the Basarios, you're like, oh my god, it's rock. Like, you can't cut into that. They leveled up in MH2. They were like, fuck you. This is pure metal. Literally, pure metal. This is a very metal monster.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. The red nose. There's some good art. There's some good like screenshots with the red nose that'll blow your mind. Hold on.
That's great stuff. I'm loving this. We also have we do have a older version of it, the rusted Kushala Daura. Daura, which is, yeah, fully like sort of like rusted looking. It looks really cool.
Oh wow.
And then of course there's the hardcore. See, this is a cool concept for an elder dragon. I appreciate this.
Huh, I dig it a lot. Now, six. Metal armor isn't necessarily cool. Can we take it
but
home with
what
some
if,
armor?
What if we made it look like statue people?
Oh, word? Let's see. Let's see.
Go down to Monster Hunter Online. Look at the... Because this is... I think this is also true in, like, the Iceborne stuff, but it's kind of hard to tell because of the way they take those pictures in the forge, and so the lighting is kind of hard to read.
Yeah.
But the Monster Hunter Online Kushala is the same basic design, just lower res, and you can see that these are just statue people.
Especially the male one with the mask. Holy crap, that's cool. The male one's amazing with the pointy head.
Yeah.
Kushala Daurub.
It's very good.
Monster Hunter Online armor. All right. I say this every week. I'm doing it now. Monster Hunter Online play American service. Nope.
Also, look at the scroll down a little bit. Look at the rusted version of it from the rusted Kushala Daura. I keep saying it wrong.
It's tough. Oh, whoa.
It's a mix of like silver and like brass. It looks sick.
Is this in Rise? Because I might farm this.
No.
Damn.
No, it's not in Rise. It's in World and Iceborne. So if you want to get back into that,
I never played World.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we might. Yeah, I think this is an Elder Dragon that we're keeping.
Most, if not all, of Kushala Daura's weapons have a real-life animal motif. Look at the, either that's the greatsword or a longsword or something, where it's like two-pronged. Super good.
Oh, interesting.
Love that. Yeah. Love, love, love that. Can't find good art of it. Well, longsword. It's the longsword.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like teeth.
Yeah, that's neat looking.
Ah! Wah. They remind me of the judges from Final Fantasy XII.
Totally. I can absolutely see that. That's sort of the same sort of statuesque armored aesthetic. Yeah. No, this is good. I like this.
Me at this character, I'm like that Joey Wheeler meme where he's like, "You are my fucking girlfriend," but it's this monster's armor. Sorry, that joke is for no one. Who's next?
Yeah, it wasn't for me.
Nope.
It's time for your friend and mine.
Oh.
Another Elder Dragon. Lunastra.
Oh? Oh, I like the build up now that I'm typing them in instead of pulling up. They're not in order on my end. So you get a couple seconds where I'm searching and waiting. Wow. Lisa Frank barfed on a monster. And
yeah,
I'm here for
like,
it.
Like, if you can't tell, pull it up big. Look at that mane.
Ah, shoot. Sorry, Six. You can keep this in the recording. There was an ant. I just did a tiny monster hunt. I was like...
Are you gonna... do you need a second to carve?
Yes, give me a second to carve, please. Ah! Go away! Get off my flip-flop! Okay, we're fine. I feel something tickling my leg, and I'm like, it's my leg. I have like a little bit of hair on my legs. That's fine. But then I look down. And I was like, that's a Lunastra on my foot. Sorry about that, folks. I just got so excited about the Lunastra that all the ants decided to come out and play.
Mm-hmm.
God, I scrolled down on. The thing that sucks about Wikia is you get like the ads for like other videos. And I got an Honest Game Trailers for Resident Evil Village, and it was just Lady D's ass wiggling in my face, and I was like, I want to go to home. I want an adult.
What about church?
Can we go to church? Is church open at this time of night? It's not. The Lunastra, also known as the Nana Tesukatori, is a female Elder Dragon.
The Flame Queen Dragon, yeah.
Oh, the Flame Queen Dragon, yes.
Uh-huh.
Prominent mane, large fangs, yeah.
It's got an interesting head with these sort of like two weirdly shaped horns.
I think we're going to get to its male counterpart, the
Teostra. I think we will. Yes. I think the implication for a lot of these Elder Dragons is that they're one of a kind.
Oh, this is the Lunastra, the one Lunastra?
I could be wrong about that, but I feel like that's the implication.
I have not played this game.
Well, let's look at some Lunastra equipment.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
What could possibly be there?
Look at the... wow. I don't know what to tell you to look at. I like all... Wow. Wow.
Okay, the gun lance is great. The world and Iceborne weapons are fantastic. They're all blue and glowy.
Just take your time, but yeah. Let me know when you get to world master rank armor.
Okay.
And tell me you're not floored.
Okay. What else we got here? This bow looks great. Kind of looks like a Yu-Gi-Oh! Oh my god, the bow does look like a Yu-Gi-Oh! Deck.
Yeah, your move. Yeah, totally.
Yep. Okay, online weapons. Oh, the weapons gallery. Okay. The Freedom Unite armor looks pretty good. World and Iceborne. And you said which one? Yep. Empress what?
Master rank.
This Empress armor looks great. Oh my god, Princess Hime.
it's you know, listen.
That's just
She's the flame queen.
That's so
you know?
Good.
It's queen garb.
That's
it looks it's fucking great.
It's not I guess sorry. I'm blown away. They don't usually the armor is supposed to imply like you literally removed this from the monster and put it on you. But you don't get does there cloth on a Lunastra?
I guess the mane?
They just cut the mane and dyed it. I guess if you really dig into like how our queen outfits or like royal outfits made, eventually it comes from cloth from an animal. But that's like a bodice with a long flowy dress and like hair ties. This is incredible. This is not what I ever thought a Monster Hunter armor could even look like.
This is really sick. This is really amazing. I am going to reinstall Worlds. Maybe download Iceborne, which I never did.
Uh-oh. What are you playing on? Is it crossplay?
It's crossplay, but I think... I don't know if it's crossplay. I have it on PS, on PlayStation.
Okay. It is Monster Hunter.
I have it on Worlds. PS.
No crossplay. Okay, maybe I can figure out a way to get that on PlayStation at some point. Yeah, that looks amazing. Not that we would ever get to this in any like short period of time. I'm sure this is like late game armor.
Yeah.
But still.
I mean, I should still have a character. I should be able to get a head start
at
least.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Listen, you may feel differently, right?
Yeah.
I think it's time to talk about the first fanged beast that I'm in support of, the Rajong.
Ricky Rajong?
That was good work. Honest day's work, really.
How do I spell this one?
R-A-J-A-N-G.
The
Rajong, the Golden Lion or Destruction Incarnate.
So the Gold Kongalala in Monster Hunter Online, when it, you know how they do like the April Fool's thing where it has the moveset of another monster?
Yeah, it has this move list. Yep.
So the Rajong is a bigger monkey.
Yes.
Strongly
the
resembles
bigger,
the Blanganga.
Monkey with bull horns.
Yeah, so the Blanganga has it in the teeth, whereas the Rajong has it on the head.
It also has like equine hindquarters.
Yes. Oh, weird.
So it really is like a combination like bull gorilla.
Okay.
Which I think is cool.
Look at that. That's intimidating. The red eyes, too.
It really is.
Oof. Pretty spooky.
It's a mad boy. Ultra aggressive creature that few have a chance of surviving against. Sports arms that pack a powerful punch and turns gold when angry.
I mean, so do I. It's not. You ain't shit. Mm-hmm. Ultra aggressive creature that is rarely sighted and seldom survived. Survivors reported exhibits a strange attack. The Rajong is said to be a loner, and this isolated life has made it difficult to pin down its territorial leanings. I don't even know where this guy lives.
Let's look at some gear, shall we?
Did you look at the Enma Rajong and the Furious Rajong, by the way?
No, I didn't.
Look at the variants are really good. The Enma specifically is awesome. It's in.
Oh, these are both really cool. Yeah. And then there's also the hardcore, which is just like Super Saiyan 2.
Yeah.
Crackling with lightning.
SSJ 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it has a spirit bomb.
Okay. Monster Hunter.
All right. Sure. But yeah. Furious and Enma are both pretty sick. Wow, this gear is interesting.
Okay.
Very different aesthetic.
Getting there.
I feel like it conveys the rage.
Does despite all my rage, I'm still just a... Oh.
Oh, and then the armor looks That's creative. I like the. Oh, and then get to the world version where it gets to be high res, and you're like, yeah, this is just good.
Okay, I'm getting there. Love the Generations weapons. They're all sort of like glowing red, yellow. Love that. Dual blades and ultimate are great. Okay, we're getting there. Weapons. Okay. Some of these are a little plain. Not a lot of art for these. It's all right. And here's the armor. Whoa! Monster Hunter? Is Monster Hunter 2? Well, okay. These armors aren't from Monster Hunter 2. They're from...
They're for Freedom Unite, which is the same generation.
Oh, so. That's true. These are really great. They have flames. To describe it for the listener a little bit. Flames up the side of my leg. and
heaving press.
Such a good movie. Yeah, they're like flame. It's like flame decals. Like when you joke about putting flames on a motorcycle. That's what this Rajang armor looks like. And then the golden shin armor, or puppet master shin, is like you have a beekeeper's hat on, which is really hardcore.
Well, I think it's more supposed to evoke like the Ronin.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does also kind of look beekeeper-y.
Oh my god, you could like have gold hair.
Yeah, and if you look at the Iceborne version of it, you just get to see like first of all, there's a high res version of the golden armor / puppet master, and then you get to see, you scroll down, you see gold god's pier, or grand god's pier, which is a new design that just looks like this is like full like Sun Wukong.
Yeah,
is pissed.
Yeah, you're not even like wearing armor anymore. You've become this creature.
Yeah, that's part of what I really like about some of like the higher level monsters is I think you touched on it right with the Lunastra that we just touched on.
Yeah.
It stops being like we're going to just take its its hide and drape it over ourselves. It's like we take its essence and convert it into like armor form more.
Yeah. I'll tell you this though, Six. The Rajang is in Monster Hunter Rise, and we could totally go and fight this thing. I don't know where in the progression, what rank it's in, but we could totally fight it.
Which armor set does it have is the question. It has the, you know, if it has like the Kishin or Doji armor from Frontier G, I am like that's good armor, but it's not my aesthetic. I'm less interested.
I agree. Doop, trying to find out. I don't know how to find out where this thing is, but I know it's in there.
It's okay. We'll figure it out off the air.
Sleeping next to the Pyramid of the Flooded Forest during high rank hub quest. Oh, it doesn't have its own. It might not have its own hunt. We'll find it out. I love this thing. This is some of the best armor sets I've seen. Straight up.
So this is what I'm saying. See, we held our ground. We said no to all these fanged beasts because we knew we were going to get something worth our time.
Yes. Yes.
This is good.
Ugh. How do you beat the Rajang, though?
How do you beat the Rajang? You probably just hit him in the head and then, you know.
Cut the horns off or something. Down. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but monster-wise.
Okay, are you ready?
No.
Alan.
I'm not ready.
How tired are you?
I could take it. I just drank some tea, so I'm feeling okay.
Okay, great. So you're not going to be sleeping anytime soon?
No.
Okay, then you can go ahead and look up the Shen Gowron.
Whoa! God! No! The Carapacian designs are so weird.
This is a spider crab monster.
I hate this.
Also, if you want to scroll down and see some of the subspecies, like the Tepeki Shen Gowron or the Gurren Shen Gowron, they're nightmarish.
That's Kaoken Shen.
They're awful. I hate this.
I almost want to cut it because it's too scary. It's too spooky for me, but I also love it. There's a version of it in MHO that's like on fire. Oh, man.
Wait, you mean it's going to be like pre-cooked crab meat?
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, there's good, really good. I found some really good fan art of it. I always said before, I like the fan art because it kind of shows you what a simplified version of it would be. There's that for you. I'm not sure what to tell people to look up.
Oh,
I just scrolled through Google images.
Yeah.
But
it's like a simplistic rendition of like a front on silhouette, basically.
Yeah.
You know how they do sort of like the very like angular, like simplified, like sort of cave like style art.
It's like Samurai Jack
higher
art.
Res version of that. Yeah, totally. Okay, so this is an interesting detail. The Monster Hunter Freedom 2 sort of like codex entry or whatever, the Hunter's Journal, I don't know.
Yeah.
Giant Carpathian with an equally giant monster skull on its back, prone to roaming and fiercely territorial, and intruders will be met with opposition, so nearby forts and towns must be warned of its presence. Extra detail that the other ones don't have, just, I don't know, by chance. It just says threat level, and then just has 7 exclamation marks.
Oh, big one. I think it's huge.
Yeah, I think it's really fucking big.
I think it's fuck off large. One disappointment, though. Not much to say about the armor.
Oh, no?
The Freedom Unite has some like cool red sets that are nice, but it's just bulky. It's a bulky-ass set. I like that it makes you look like a Terracotta Warrior, like you were saying with the other one. Where that one makes you look like a knight, this one makes you literally look like a Terracotta Warrior. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of all. Color-wise, it's not much.
Yeah, we've honestly, like, over the course of this already still quite short series, we've really seen the bar raised on armor and how sick it can be. And I think I have to say that I'm a no on this armor. I don't think this armor is good enough.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna change it to say equipment. It shouldn't just say armor.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If I were to design like the dumbest but coolest Shen Gaoren armor, it would like have the claws coming out of your back, like they're a backpack or something. And they're just like jiggling and wiggling while you're running around.
I think I would have it have, like claw funnels.
Yeah.
It'd be a Gundam.
All right. What I'm saying.
Everything turns to Gundam.
Exactly. What I'm saying is turn it into a Gundam.
Or the big whiskers. The whiskers would be all right. Yeah, I think even though I don't like the armor, I would vote to keep this thing.
Mm. It's so weird and unique otherwise.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it is twice the size of the Kongala.
Yeah, okay.
It's a big pal. The fortress crab.
Are they so large that they use the skull of a Lao Shan Lung for protection? That's a monster I think we've already covered.
Yes, it is. Okay, well we can close out Monster Hunter 2 today. We can make it if we're willing to talk about the Shogun Sinatar. It's another crab. It also rules. Why do all the crabs rule?
It's big crab season. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sending me the spelling.
Yeah, I'm just gonna start sending you the names because sometimes it's hard to guess how to spell this shit. But
I love
look
crabs.
At that guy.
Shogun Gizami in Japanese. Sinatar.
He's got big sword claws. He's got like a sort of scary mouth. He's a lot shorter to the ground, but he's a fighter.
What's the punching crab Pokemon called? Crab brawler.
A crab brawler, yeah.
Kind of what this is like a realistic crab brawler.
This is like a crab brawler Scyther hybrid.
Yeah.
It has a couple of different shells. There's apparently an unknown wyvern, a Graviosa, and also sort of a snail style one, just for goodness.
Snail.
Oh, okay. So those claws extend.
Mm-hmm.
It unfolds them sort of to slash you up. Also variants, we have the Rust Razor Sinatar, we have the Hardcore, we have the Swordmaster Shogun, and we have the Onimusha. Because Capcom owns Onimusha, so why not?
Is that another one of those obscure PS2 games that no one's played except you?
Shut up.
Okay.
It used to be a really big deal.
There was a didn't it get one when of, it got ported there's... to PS4? It warranted a trailer.
Yeah, they had a giant enemy crab is from the PS3.
Oh, like we talked about earlier, hey, it all comes back.
I think that's.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry, that's wrong.
You play as a lady ninja in Onimusha Warlords. This is a 6 MR game. I'm done.
I don't own any of the Onimushas.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
There's one of them. You play as Jean Reno.
What?
Like the actor?
Oh.
The French actor is like one of. I think it's like a dual protagonist. There's like a like current time, past time thing.
Yeah.
And Jean Reno is like a PI in the modern era.
Okay. All right. I mean, mine. But the Onimusha variant
anyway.
Of the Shogun Sinatar. I think it's Sinatar. I don't know how else you would pronounce Ceanatau.
Yeah, that's fair. We'll go with Sinatar then.
It's big. Look at like screenshots of it in battle. It's bigger than you think. Bigger than before.
Oh, yeah, it is bigger than I thought. That's
literally
really quite big.
Uh-huh. Let me see a fight.
I'm looking at a screenshot of like a longsword guy with two claws coming in at him from either side, and this big just like, yep, that's me energy.
You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation. I'm watching a fight of it in Generations Ultimate, and you like stand up to its legs. You stand up to the victory of its legs. So it's not, I don't think it's like obscenely, but that might just be like a certain angle of the art. But no, it's still quite a big crab. Still quite a big crab.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I like. I want to fight this
looking
thing.
At this equipment, you know, it's got some crab action going on. It looks crabby.
The thing I love in Monster Hunter, and Rise actually captures this really well, is you see something and you don't go, oh my God, I'm so afraid I'm going to run away. You go like, I want to punch that thing in the face. I want to get into a scrap with that thing. It gets you excited for that. And you know, you can say what's kind of an issue about like Monster Hunter's way of talking about environmentalism and colonialism and all that stuff. But I also want to punch the crab real bad. And then wear his armor like a shield. Can we talk about...
Well, you want to wear this armor? Because this armor is just made out of claws.
The one with the shuriken's fantastic. Their shuriken for dual blades.
Yeah, yeah. That's also like the sort of like the... Yeah, it looks good.
All the weapons look good. We got shuriken, we got cool good bow guns. The hammer looks like a claw. Let's get some armor. Let's get some real armor. Here we go. It's
Very angular, very sharp.
What is
some versions have like a whole like pincer arm.
What is this reminding me of? It looks so cool.
I don't know. I get the same vibe. I think it looks to me like some sort of like PS2 like JRPG generic enemy kind of. I mean, it looks cool, but you know.
I agree. With the gold accents too, vibes. The gold accents add a lot.
I think
I
shot a lot of these guys in Dirge of Cerberus.
Rest in peace. The best game. And then in MHO, the male armor kind of makes you look like you're wearing Sonic cosplay or something. Or Midoriya. It looks like Izuku Midoriya's hat when he wears the costume.
Mm, okay, yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, this is such a keep. I can't believe we've had so few cuts this week because like this is a great the crabs are so cool. I don't know what to tell you.
Crabs rule no school.
There you go.
Dudes rock, crabs rule. Well, now it's time to get to the other side of the coin. It's the Teostra.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A big main boy.
How many do we have?
He looks
do we have
kind
left
of
in
two, like,
by the way?
Like three? Two or three?
In addition to the Teostra?
Including the Teostra, we have one more, turns out.
Oh, okay. No, I just was curious.
We're almost done. Yeah.
Like, what the way? Because now that we're doing Elder Dragons, that usually means we're at the bottom of the list, and it's like, these are the big boys.
Well, we started with, like, Elder Dragons. They're just sort of, you know, because we're going alphabetically.
Oh, okay.
I just saw we're gonna tackle next, and it's fucking wild.
The Teostra,
but we're not there yet.
Nope, we're on the Teostra. Yeah. It's a centaur lion. Well, I guess part of a centaur is a lion. Love that. Love this big red mane. Not enough good manes in Monster Hunter.
Really aren't.
I would like to have a mane myself. There's a version of it where the horn, when you break the horns, its mane catches on fire, which is lit, literally.
That's very cool.
Is there like a journal?
There's a hardcore Teostra. There's a supremacy Teostra, which
this is a Kyogre Groudon thing. They do this a lot of the game companies like to do this. Where like the water monster and the fire monster.
You're not wrong. And honestly, Lunastra is cooler.
Agreed.
Though I say that without having seen the equipment. Let's see the equipment.
Yeah.
But
also, there's a supremacy Teostra that looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Teya evolves into. Teya from Yu-Gi-Oh! Evolves into Teostra. Oh, that armor right at the top of that Teostra equipment page is good. Scrolly. It's all red.
I'm not loving this. And then if you get to the world version, it's just a higher res version, and so you can see okay. Well,
hold on.
The high rank version, not the master rank.
Yeah.
You get to see that it's just like generic steampunk with cogs attached to it, which I hate.
Yeah. Oh, the cog. Why guys.
It looks bad.
But the crown.
But then you scroll down a little bit more and get to the master rank, and we're back in baby.
Wow. Wow.
Because it's the prince equivalent to Lunastra's, right, like, princess.
Exactly.
It just, like, the Kaiser Beta Plus, where you've got the cravat and the, like, the rapier, the cosmetic rapier. Oh, that looks amazing. God,
Kaiser Beta Plus female Teostra armor. It looks like, oh my god, I want to be in that universe. The universe where I can wear cravats like that. Holy smokes. With, like, the double choker. Powerful.
Jesus,
iconic.
That's intense. And then even the male version has the duelist shoulder cape,
yeah,
with,
oh,
a second cape on the back.
Just in case he didn't have enough cape.
And then a iron helm mask with, mwah, like a white wig hair. Mwah. Oh, this is really good.
With the rope around, like, the different parts of the cape. Oh my god, that's beautiful to me.
Alan, it's time. You know what?
We're going to get into cosplay.
We gave the Fatalis a tentative keep because we're like, maybe we just won't like the Elder Dragons.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Fatalis.
Goodbye.
These are so much cooler than you.
I really wish that this was in Dragalios instead. That would have been real good. Damn.
That's pretty sick. Damn it.
Look at it. Like, the king with the fucking big sword, too. This oh, paired really with the good. Lunastra is great. Like, you have you and your friends,
yeah,
with,
yeah,
Lunastra in this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just walking up to gay couples. Which one of you is the Lunastra? Which one's the Teostra?
Yeah, I'll see how that goes.
Now you want to see how something
me,
else goes.
I'm in love.
Yeah, the gear, it was dangerous. It was on the edge there, but they, yeah, really brought it back. Now it's time to get weird.
Okay.
With the Yamasukami.
You're going to have to spell that one out.
This thing looks really strange.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes. 3, 2, 1. Ugh!
Its classification as an Elder Dragon is simply due to the fact that it does not fit into any other category.
Is this the final boss or something?
I don't know. It's the floating mountain dragon?
It's covered in moss, algae, and other plant life, and boasts a set of 4 thick tentacles.
It's just a moss octopus.
I love this in the physiology section. In addition, it possesses 2 large whiskers and an oddly human-like set of teeth and gums. Like, even they know.
Bless.
They're like, I don't know why. A bite of earth, a drink of forest. It's a veritable god of the sky made of the richest soil. Ancient trees grow thick on its back. It's rumored to live near a forlorn remote tower. Oh, I love that. You fought it. You fought up the tower. And it would get new movesets when it got to the top of the tower, like hovering in the air and slamming down on you. You fight the tentacles. Oh, this is so cool. Can't be captured. You can numb it from tranquilizers, but you can't actually catch it.
I mean, it can fucking float. How are you going to drag it into a trap? It's like, oh, here's a pitfall trap. What the hell do you make with this thing?
Oh, yeah, that's the question.
Whoa.
It better be good. I mean, if this is like one of the last monsters in the game, it seems like. It has to be a late game.
Whoa.
Also. Oh, the greatsword is a guitar. That's so good. Could you be possibly referring to? That's so whoa. Whoa. What, that's so dope. Okay, so we're talking
it's dragon wood, apparently.
Yep.
And so, like, the long sword is a yaoi paddle.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. The long sword is
the bow has like this like sun motif.
Yeah.
The great sword is like a fan. It's and then you get down to the armor and it's like Shinto, like the sort of like the high monk, like, levitating,
right,
scarf look.
I love that. Love that.
It's quite cool.
I can't take a screenshot of this. I want to take a picture of the longsword and send it to our friend Kyrie and say, what's the first thing that comes to mind? And see what she says.
let's see. I got this.
Okay.
We might get a live react.
Okay. I believe she's actively online at the moment. Because they can't just be the two of us looking at this thing. I don't even know what it says. I can't read Japanese. I also don't think that's Japanese. I think that's Monster Hunter language.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like Japanese.
We'll see if we get a response from Kiria. If we don't, it's okay.
It's okay.
I also like the like that the the male armor has like a fake like it's like a wooden muscle shirt.
I'm really tough, you guys. I swear. Oh, it's got like little ribs. Like... It's got nipples. Ew, ugh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, the male armor is a problem.
No, look, guys, this is. Okay. We have a response from Kyrie Mystic Yaoi Paddle.
There, yes. Shout outs. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I can't imagine cutting this thing. It's so strange.
No, this is super bizarre. So what, this is just in MH2. I don't know what other Monster Hunter games it's in. I'd love to do this sort of like unique, non-traditional boss fight. Seems awesome.
Yeah, let me see. It looks like it is in Frontier Z,
which is discontinued,
and Freedom Unite on PSP, and Monster Hunter Online. Basically, unless you have Freedom Unite in the US, you can go fuck yourself.
I can go on YouTube and type it in and hope that someone plot it.
You can go.
Oh,
away.
I forgot. Gaijin Hunter, one of the best Monster Hunter YouTubers out there, did this series called Monster Feature, where he basically did what we're doing right now, but for way more in depth. And he did an episode on Yama Tsukami. Oh, you gotta look up the fight.
It's a lot.
You gotta look up just the vibe of the fight. Because you're climbing the tower.
Yeah.
You're climbing the tower and shit. Oh, yeah. Imagine co-op. This is what I always say. The dream of Monster Hunter is like cooperative Shadow of the Colossus.
Mm-hmm.
But last thing, go to equipment and then go to heavy bowgun. Hi. Hello. I mean, every time you shoot, it opens its mouth like, bah. It looks like Bowser's head or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God, I saw an amazing edit today where somebody in Blender did the Simpsons Bart hitting Homer with the chair when he's in the bathtub, but it was with Bowser Jr. and Bowser. It was like exactly the same audio, but they made that scene in Blender with the Bowser family. It was great.
Perfect.
I love this. I love the Yama Tsukami. Not every monster has to be a big boy. They can just be a fucking behemoth.
Yeah. And that's it for this. Those are the only ones that we haven't already talked about. So next episode, we'll be moving on to Freedom 2 and Freedom Unite.
Excellent.
And then, you know, we'll see what happens from there.
We will unite the clans. Just like my Lord and Savior Kiryu, Kazuma Kiryu did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So proud of him. Six, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at sixstepmar, SIXDETTMAR. You can also find my work at scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia. Alan, where can people find you?
I've been so trained by the Garnet Wager that I expect Bakumi Tai to be coming in when I'm trying to talk. I was like, is it coming? I'm on another podcast called Chats. Our main location there is chatspod.com, chatzpod. We're on iTunes, and whatever you listen to podcasts, check out Chats. It's a TV show discussion podcast I do with my friend Magellan. We're talking about Angels in America. I, honest to goodness, didn't realize that we were covering a show about gay people in New York during the AIDS crisis during Pride Month. Until this evening at dinner, my eyes opened like that scene in Sailor Moon where she's like, Darien's over. Do
you know the scene? High five. Nice work.
You know the scene I'm talking about?
I don't know.
No, the one where it's like the funny scene from the dub where she's like, Darien is over there. He does see me. Oh my God.
Oh, that one. Yeah, yes.
That was me when I realized that we accidentally chose to cover the show about the queer people during the Pride Month. Regardless, Chats, good podcast. Listen to it if you want to or whatever. And also the Garnet Wager, aforementioned. Me and Six and our friend Nick talk about the Korean Game Show The Genius and other things happen.
Listen, friend might be a little generous.
Other acquaintance, Nick. Other human Nick. Okay.
This person we can't get rid of.
Yeah. We're just stuck.
Final contribution from Kyrie before we sign off. Yaoi Paddle Aijutsu.
Ooh.
Aijutsu, I should say. Sword drawing techniques with the Yaoi paddle. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, everyone. And did we have a sign-off phrase or did we just say peace out?
I don't remember. Keep on hunting.
quest complete.
And then you play the music. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good night, everyone.